This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot going on. Hey, thanks to Mark and Nick, who are sitting in the studio today from the Eagles Autism Challenge for Radiothon. And they brought mustard, which normally you'd be like, why did somebody bring mustard? Churchy's is the name of it. The banana pepper mustard.
So good.
It was awesome.
It was unbelievable.
The champagne mustard. Also, the way I would describe the champagne mustard is it's like a Chinese hot mustard, but just not quite as hot.
I feel like it's like a classy spicy mustard.
Yes, I feel very classy.
You
now.
Put out at a party and be like, who brought spicy mustard?
Man,
it's like, no, who brought
about,
the champagne
man?
Mustard?
Yeah, you say champagne
exactly,
mustard. It's
yeah.
a whole different thing. Yeah. So thank y'all. It was very, very, very good. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should Nick Sirianni be able to pick his own offensive coordinator, even if it's internal? 58.4% say yes. 41.6% say no. I do think the entire dynamic of Nick winning the Super Bowl, Howie and Jeffrey probably don't think very much different of Nick between now and 2 months ago.
Oh, they should.
But Nick feels different, right? In terms of empowerment, all those sorts of things. I personally just think the dynamic of how do you empower him, but also keep him doing what he is best at, which is what is best for the team, is an interesting dynamic that they'll have to face.
Yeah, I think this is the first true test of like the Nick Sirianni Howie Roseman relationship, because Nick's never really had a guy to like go to bat for in a big way. Mm-hmm. You know, when he was hired here, they brought Shane Steichen. Brian Johnson, as me and Ike pointed out, was a Howie guy, but he at least was already on the staff.
Yep.
Kevin Petullo, I don't know if it can be stated enough, like that's Nick's guy. Like they have been together for a long time. It was in Indianapolis. I asked Nick about the Super Bowl and he said, there's not a decision I make on or off the field that Kevin Petullo is not involved with. Now, the good news is it doesn't look like Kevin Petullo is going to leave as of now. I think Doug Nussmeier is going to get the offensive coordinator job in New Orleans, and you haven't heard of Petullo attached anywhere else. But also, Kevin Petullo made it clear at the Super Bowl when I talked to him. Like,
he wants to be OC.
He wants that job. And he even referenced, I'm paraphrasing here, but like he's been passed over or has passed over on other jobs that would have been, I think, like he considers a step up. Mm. So if it comes down to...
This all sounds like, we better hire him.
Well, this is where I think like the crux of the question is. If Howie and Jeffrey feel there is that he is not the best option, but Nick wants him and Kevin Petullo is going to leave, like that is the first true, like Nick and Howie get along great. I don't think there's any issues there, but this is the first, I think, real time where Nick can put his foot down and be like, I win all the time. I just signed a new contract extension with you. Like,
flex that muscle,
I'm
coach. Good.
I just won the Super Bowl. Like, this, I mean, and honestly, that's what happened with Doug.
Yep.
Right? So we can look back at Doug now say Doug was power hungry, but Nick hasn't really had an option to be power hungry the first 4 years. Like, now's his first time where he can really be power hungry if he wants.
And quite frankly, the guy has been kicked a lot.
Yeah.
While he was down, he's basically been told, you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Stay out of the way. Like, he's had to endure a lot of public scrutiny, questioning of his job. What does he do? Not just locally, nationally as well.
Yeah.
And he has a chance to everybody who he just won the Super Bowl. He just out-coached Andy Reid.
I just wonder about the dynamics. If I know this is going down.
You were rolling.
I was rolling there for a minute. Then I caught myself like, oh, he didn't really outcoach him. But
he won by a lot of points.
He did.
I think this is the first time where, like, what if Kevin Petullo really is going to leave if they don't give him the job? Like, what do you do?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, how does Nick feel if, you know, they do hire somebody else and it's not somebody that maybe he had a prior connection to and Kevin's gone? Like, this is the first time I think there's a true chance where they got to navigate this one right. Otherwise, this is a hard part of winning the Super Bowl.
And here's the other thing. If it doesn't work with Petullo, you can always, after the season.
Yeah, but that's tough, too. Like, you're firing his friend. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
No, I know.
But yeah, somebody's going to get fired.
I mean, also, Kevin Petullo's never called plays. So there is that component to this.
And Jalen brought that up. Jalen also brought up that he, what did he say at the end? I've been told or I've learned that this is not my job.
Well, I think the funniest part of the Jalen answer was he gets asked, what do you think of, like, Petullo as a coordinator? And the first thing you could tell he wanted to say was, well, he's never been a coordinator. And then he caught himself halfway through. And then, so my impression was Jalen didn't seem, you know, super into the idea of Kevin Petullo.
That's not the way it presented.
Well, here's the other, if we want to go down the other angles of this. Like, Petullo is clearly a Nick guy. Clearly. I think Jalen and Nick's relationship is in a good place. But, like, I don't know. Does Jalen want, like, Nick and his guy in full control of the offense?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know that I don't know. I would guess, based on what he has said and based on the fact that he is a quarterback, Jalen Hurts does not want to be throwing the ball 17 times a game next year. Jalen
For
Hurts.
Sure.
The straitjacket comment was obvious. He's a Super Bowl MVP. I understood why they did what they did. He understands probably why they did what they did. And maybe them doing what they did after all those turnovers, maybe the reason he was so good in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl is because he has a better perspective on what is appropriate risk and what isn't. And maybe what we saw was the true, this is what we can expect out of Jalen Hurts, which, by the way, if he plays at that level, you know, not every single game, you know, he'll have bad games. If he plays at the level he played, he is an MVP candidate.
For sure.
All this stuff about elite QB, if Jalen Hurts plays that way, Jalen Hurts is an elite QB, Jalen Hurts is in the MVP conversation. The question is who is the best offensive coordinator to be able to bring that out of him for an entire season next year?
And that's why I want to go outside the building, because I just think the ideas that are in the building are already there, right? Like, if you if a player gets hurt, you don't just automatically go, like, well, let's see who the best on the practice squad is. Like, you have an ability to look
sometimes
outside.
Sometimes you got it too deep,
sometimes
though.
You have to. You do. But, like, they don't have to right now. So Kevin Petullo is already there under contract. Like, he is there. So you're going to have Kevin Petullo unless he gets hired away. And if I'm Lurie, just, like, pay him an extra $1 million or something. Like, make him happy. But,
yeah, just give him extra million.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not my money. I mean, you're not buying the Celtics.
You.
So you got a lot of... But I think this is such a good chance to bring into your point, Spike, someone that might have a different idea.
Well, here's the thing I would say. I would want to know who that is. I know it's hard for anybody to single out who that is right now, but if I had a list, and I know we talked about Josh McCown.
I want to hear that they interview Josh McCown. That's all I want.
Yeah.
You love
talk
Josh
to the guy.
McCown.
Well, he...
And I'd be okay with Josh.
I think it's an
now that I realize it's not Josh McDaniels I'm thinking about. Yeah, it's Josh McCown.
Last week,
Look, I don't want to give too... It's very hard to decipher who gets credit for what, especially at a different place.
Mm-hmm.
However, because Kevin O'Connell should get a ton of credit for what the Minnesota Vikings did offensively. He should get credit for what Sam Darnold did. I also think they should get credit for the fact that, I know I bring him up a lot, but Daniel Jones knew he wasn't going to play there, but wanted because he saw what they did with quarterbacks. The quarterback coach there is Josh McCown. Josh McCown is not only the quarterback's coach there, but when he was here and when he was a player, he was known as a good culture guy.
For sure.
The players liked him. They looked up to him. And I do think there is something to a quarterback going to coach a quarterback. And it's not like Josh McCown was spectacularly talented. Like, a lot of times you see coaches...
Those are usually your best coaches.
Yes, right. I was going to say, you see it in every sport, by the way. Yeah. You see it in basketball. It's never it's not...
They're not the naturally gifted athletes that some of these other superstar players are.
It's not Michael Jordan. It's Tyronn Lue who's in there doing it. It's Steve Kerr who's in there doing it. So there is, again... Josh McCown wasn't calling plays. I understand it, but there's for them to do what they did with a quarterback there and who was left for dead, and him to just be quarterback's coach there and could leave for a coordinator. You just have to talk to him.
I agree. I think he'd
be so you'd be okay with McCown even though he's never called plays.
So I was going to ask you guys that. So the calling of plays. On one hand, I do think it matters. I do. Like, we saw when Brian Johnson didn't have experience in doing it. And I think a lot of things went into that year. I don't think it was just a lack of calling plays. But this year coming up, and I think we learned this with Kellen Moore, and we also saw it on the Mic'd Up, like, they showed two examples in that Super Bowl where Nick essentially called to play. Like, hey, call it, let's go for the kill. And another time where he's like, let's run it right up the middle. So Nick calls some of the plays. Jalen calls some of the plays. And then there's also audibles and stuff. So I want, in an ideal world, I do want an offensive coordinator that has experience calling plays. I think there's value to it, and that's where I would lean. But I think with Jalen going into another year where he had a full year of control before the snap, and I think we probably undersold how involved Nick would be. I don't know if I'm not as committed to it as I used to be, but where are you guys at with it?
Slowly moving closer and closer to my side.
It's always the right side to be on, it feels like.
You know where it's important to call the right plays, Ike?
When?
The bedroom.
I'm excited.
Great segue there. I like that.
Yeah. This is the first time we've talked about Blue Chew with strangers in the studio. Yeah, I have to admit.
Yeah.
It's
thank God it's two men.
Yeah, I'm going to talk right to you, yes, Mark and Nick.
Yes.
Look. But it's good because it's a comfortable conversation to have.
Yeah, it's
totally. You should feel comfortable
just
talking
amongst
about
friends
it.
Here.
No shame.
None
at all. Look, sometimes when you got to call a play and it's going to be a bigger play than you thought, you might need to call an audible. That audible is a Blue Chew, my friend. That audible gets you ready for, you look, you realize it's that time. You realize you want to be at peak performance. You have to make a call at the line. That audible, Blue Chew. Because it's chewable, Ike.
Yeah.
You don't need to have a glass of water in there.
Nope. Just pop that bad boy in and get the chewing.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
That's what she's going to sound like, just with the higher voice.
Wow. Watching this live.
I'll tell you.
Same act.
You really watch it live.
Yeah, with a Blue Chew.
Oh, my God.
Just keep one in your wallet, man. That's what I'm saying. You never know when it's going to be time, you know? Yeah. Same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but it's in chewable form. It's made here in the USA we are patriots here, so we support that.
God bless America.
They prepare it and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. You don't have any weird, awkward conversations with a doctor's office. You don't have to do that.
Nope, worst part.
You don't have to. I'll tell you what the worst part is. Waiting in line at the pharmacy.
Exactly.
Don't have to do that either.
It's like, been there.
Yep. You just go to bluechew.com. You meet with one of their licensed medical providers. It's very quick. I can tell. Well, that
you
part
won't be
is
quick, but that part is
yeah,
quick.
That yeah, that part is quick. Yep. You fill out the form. They figure out what the best mix of ingredients are for you, and they ship it to you direct in a discreet package. Look, and here's the best part. Free.
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 Free at last.
Go to Blue
Black History Month. Yeah, I wasn't ready for that one, were you?
I wasn't ready for that one either. Go to bluechew.com, consult with the provider, and you get your first month for free, and then you will be ready to
chew it and do it.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you don't have the Chew It and Do It song?
Oh, is it supposed to be there? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
That's okay.
What do you think your job, role in this?
I blame Fritz.
What do you think your role is in this?
Did Fritz give you a whole document with everything about the show?
Yeah, but nothing with Blue Chew on it.
Well,
yeah.
That's because he doesn't look at the document.
Nope.
All right. 215-592-9490. So what do you expect out of Hurts next year? So do you would not expect him to have, I'm actually just asking you,
yeah,
what sort of year? Because my guess would be it wouldn't be similar to this year. What do you expect out of Jalen next year?
So I truly think, like, if I could buy stock in a player, I would buy it in Jalen. I think the Super Bowl win is going to catapult this guy to the next level.
Elite.
Now, well, you already have him as the second best quarterback in the NFL.
He is the second best quarterback.
What level is there?
Ooh, I didn't know you put that ranking out there.
Yeah,
there you go, E.
I said before the Super Bowl, if he wins, that he should be number two.
Okay.
Like, so when he won.
This is when you were telling me the other guy was better and they were going to win.
By the way, I think that's been, well, I was wrong about that. But I've been proven correct that it is the next best rival.
Hold on. But you did say if they won, regardless of how he plays,
yes,
he was number two.
Because winning Super Bowls matters.
Okay.
I don't know if you know.
Wasn't regardless of how he played, though.
How many Super Bowls did Josh Allen have, Spike?
None. How many does Dan Marino have? Dan Marino
does Joe
have?
Burrow have a Super Bowl, Spike?
How many does Dan Marino have?
But
Dan Marino a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts?
Probably.
Is he or is he not?
I just said, yeah. I said probably.
No?
What do you want me to say?
Is he or is he not?
Whose career do you think Dan Marino would rather
that's
have?
That's not the ranking. The ranking isn't which career you'd like to have. The ranking is who's better.
But I think the ranking should indicate, like, who would, like, Jalen has the second best resume of any quarterback in the NFL.
Was Jim Plunkett the second best quarterback in the NFL?
I don't care about Jim Plunkett.
He's
a two-time Super Bowl winner.
Yes, he won two Super Bowls.
But regardless.
Was Joe Flacco the second best quarterback in the NFL?
I'd have to go back at the rankings at that point.
Probably right?
But like Mahomes, I mean, if we want to do this, but like Mahomes is number one because he is arguably the best, but also because he has Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Like that's why we never say, well, maybe it should be Josh Allen. Like,
and he played well.
And so did Jalen Hurts.
Okay, so what instead of dancing around, what do you expect out of him next year?
Yeah, I think Jalen is going to be awesome next year. I don't know how you want me to like quantify this. Like, I think he will be an MVP candidate. I think he will be without question a top five quarterback. Like, I think we will see the best year of Jalen's career next year.
Okay. So, more games, you would assume we will see more games like we saw in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
So, I think you could, but I don't need to see that to validate what I think will be the top five quarterback.
They could have the 29th best pass offense next year, and he would still be the second best quarterback.
It just doesn't matter to me.
Well, I'll tell you who it does matter to.
Well, the guys catching the ball.
yeah, I agree with that.
Well, also, you're probably not going to have the same Saquon.
Probably not.
Next year.
I would agree with that.
You know, so
yeah, I think
you would agree. They can't have a 29
I think he will. Yeah,
offense,
obviously.
Yes.
But the point I'm making is, when I judge Jalen,
he's a top 10
year,
passing
it's,
offense.
It's not going to be like when I think of Jalen playing awesome in the Super Bowl. It wasn't because he had X amount of yards. It was just when he threw it. He only threw it 22 times, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, but you could tell when you were watching.
Like Troy Aikman.
Yeah. But I'm saying if he's only throwing it 22 times, they're not going to be like a top 10 passing offense.
No. But
in fact,
but
I think if you look at most top 10 passing offenses, they're all bad teams.
Well, that's not true.
I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure.
I don't think
maybe
so.
I'm wrong.
Well, but
I'm saying teams that throw it a lot are traditionally
behind. Usually, yes.
Well,
that's what he's saying.
Behind a lot.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I don't think
I don't think the Ravens passing offense was much different than the Eagles.
Well, yeah. Well, he threw 44 touchdown passes.
He did. That mattered. I'm just saying, I think the Ravens' passing offense is
low
down
as well.
No, I agree.
When you look at the Bills' offense.
I'll have to look it up.
And I mentioned this to Ike.
He's the best.
When you talk about.
I'll give it to you. That was good.
Josh Allen's numbers were not like Joe Burrow numbers. They were more like, when you looked at the games, they were more like the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
Right. I think he goes back to 2022.
I would love that.
That's why I think he goes back to being that quarterback.
But do you think there's a big difference between 2022 and 2024?
Yes.
Well, passing-wise, it was.
Yeah, he threw it more, for sure. But like
not just more, but better. But
he threw it better, yeah.
Agreed. But this year, there were a lot of examples of him throwing it at a high level. It's not like there was two games.
Right.
Like, there were the Bengals.
I know what you're
saying. Like the Bengals game, he threw it really good against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. He threw it really good in the championship game. He threw it really good in the Super Bowl.
Okay, so that's four out of 20.
He had like that 5 or 6 week stretch where it was.
I mean, I have to go through every one. But I'm saying, like, I think he threw it at a higher level than you're saying.
We all agree it can be better.
Yes, it can be better, yeah. But I don't need it to be better for me to feel validated in saying he's the second best quarterback.
I'm with you on that.
Like, don't turn it over, win games, make plays on third down. Like, that's what I care about.
Well, yeah, but I just feel like this is sort of, this is like faulty logic or whatever.
Well, no, because you're saying you need to see more from him.
No, I don't need
to see more.
Well, why not?
Because he's already one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, would I like to? Are there things he could improve on? Yes, but he is already, without question.
We're already agreeing that Saquon is not going to do what he did next year.
Probably not.
Can we just agree for the sake of argument?
But
he's going to have to do more.
No, but Saquon could not rush for 2,000 yards, but if he rushes for 1,600, that's still a huge part of the offense. So you're right. I don't think they're going to get 2,000 from Saquon again. But I'd be pretty surprised if Saquon had like 1,100 yards next year.
Well,
barring injury, which of course is part of it.
Yeah, I would say the historical data on backs who touch the ball 400 times, they do the next year is not great.
Yes,
is not great. And he's certainly more likely to get injured having the completely injury-free year.
Knock on wood.
I definitely agree with you. Like
somebody call Blue Chew.
Yeah. They should make a red, white, and blue chew, by the way.
Oh.
I thought of that during the read.
Yeah. Red, white, and blue chew?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes. I will salute that.
Let's all salute. But
you have our... Remind us of that in July, buddy.
I'll try.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is, I agree with you that he can definitely improve, like, without question. But where I think me and you take different paths is... I am fine if I get the same version of Jalen for the most part next year as this year. Of course, there's games he could be better, but like what I value in a quarterback, and I have, is not just a Jalen thing. Me and Spike, Ike have argued about this. Like winning games, not turning the ball over, third down. Like those are the things I really care about.
But my point would be, and I don't think we're as far away as you think. It's just this part you're not willing to concede is that
correct
to win games. If you don't have a legendary rusher and the number one defense, which they're most likely not to have next year, you're probably going to have to throw the ball more effectively. And
yes, I would agree with that.
And in those two games, and this is what I see. This is why I'm more positive on him than you would expect, especially looking forward.
Right.
Is that the offense that I dream of is the offense that dropped 55 and then 33, 40, whatever it was the next game, is we can put together the sort of team that is not nervous in the fourth quarter. Like we can have a season where we are operating at peak level on both sides of the football without putting that stress on Saquon and putting that stress on the
defense. So I do
agree
with you. I mean, obviously, I think it's a pretty high ceiling that you're placing.
Yeah.
You know, like not to be nervous in the fourth quarter. Like most games in the NFL are one score games. So that's not just an Eagles thing. But I do agree with you. Like there is and that's why I said I would buy stock in him. I think there's another level Jalen can go to.
Mm-hmm.
But I have already seen enough for me to feel very confident that he's a top five quarterback, and I would put him number two. So that's, I think, where we're a little different.
Yeah, I would say that top five is within reach to me, and I did not think it was in reach 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I would say that it is in reach. I could see a world where that's happening, but if it is...
The current world.
But if it's...
I'm kidding. Okay.
But if it's more of what we saw this year, then I felt like the team was running from him being that instead of leaning into him being that. And it is not 35 passes a game. It's really 24 to 28. Yeah. I really don't think it's them calling very many more pass plays.
I think it's a little more of a mixture. I do agree with you that they moved away from the passing game because he was struggling early in the year, for sure.
Wow.
But we also have to admit, like, they did have arguably the best rushing attack of all time. So it's not like they were like, all right, well, let's go with Wendell Smallwood. Like, they had something to lean to, I think, made it easier to move.
I
was actually
that.
A thing at some point. And
I know.
Remember that.
Wendell Smallwood?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was when I was saying
Jamal
Carson
Adams,
wasn't winning.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like...
Was it Josh Adams? Jamal Adams?
No, it was Josh.
Josh Adams.
The guy that led the league in... not the league, the team.
Yes.
It's like the Odubel Herrera, Michael Franco era of the Phillies. Yeah. It's like, that's what we have to look forward to. Well, Elliot, it's always great to to be blessed with your presence for a full hour.
Wow.
And I'm excited to go hear the entire Cap breakdown on the Go Birds podcast.
Thank you.
Which comes out 5 days a week. It's normally there when you wake up, but apparently it wasn't today.
Well, no, there was one at 4 a.m. This is a bonus one.
Whoa.
Just because I wanted to spend more time talking about
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So you
I got all the time in the world now.
Yeah, just take a chill pill.
Podcast your ass
off. Well, take a chill pill from Twitter.
I haven't been tweeting that much.
Oh, it's a lot.
Oh, have I been?
Yeah, it's a lot.
I actually had a question for you guys. We didn't get to it.
Oh.
Can I just ask it and you can mull it over?
Sure.
Is Hurts the coolest athlete we've had in the city since Iverson?
All right, coming up next is Devin Caney is in Clearwater.
Seriously. The coolest.
Jordan athlete, Super Bowl MVP.
No,
I can't think of love
Hurts. The mic.
Cigars.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. Come on, man.
The hats.
Hats.
Face of Jordan?
With the berets. I don't
actually,
know
now that you remind me about the Twitter thing, is he posted the 10-second video of Jalen Hurts walking on a field, and he's like, this is the coolest
it
video
is.
In Philadelphia
you
sports
it
history.
It's a 10-second video, but it's him winning the Super Bowl walking.
Meanwhile,
in a very
we have the Bradledge on his knees. At
That's
the...
not a cool video. That's a cool play.
All right. It's not a play. It's
whatever.
A
it's a ow.
All
whatever
right.
you want to
get
call it.
Get out of here.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not
going to
plug
bye,
your
bye,
pod
bye.
Anymore. Devin Caney is in Clearwater. We'll get to your calls. 215-592-9494. We had so much to argue with Elliot about.
Yes.
On the Sirianni thing, on Jalen Hurts, all that. Devin Caney is in Clearwater with the Phillies. We're going to be there in a couple weeks, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll check in with Devin next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frank.
March is almost here, and college basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. Now, that's 150 extra bucks to bet on everything from conference clashes to tournament upsets and who's even cutting down the nets. Now, if you've been waiting to join FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/Ike and get in on the college hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.